Entrepreneur Ideas Podcast, episode 42. Hey, this is Dean Soto, and welcome to the Entrepreneur Ideas Podcast. This is the podcast that is dedicated to the husbands and fathers out there that want to escape the dual income trap. That's right. Whether you already have a full-time job and you just want to find out ways to earn money on the side and support your family, or if you are looking to get out and do something full-time, this is the podcast that is dedicated to helping you do that. In this particular podcast, we are going to be interviewing the Productive Super Dad, which is going to be awesome. And we're also going to answer some listener questions. All that and more coming up on the Entrepreneur Ideas Podcast. Hey everyone, this is Dean Soto. Thank you so much for being here. This is the Entrepreneur Ideas Podcast, and wow, I can't believe it's episode 42. This is finally kind of getting back in the groove of things. It kind of dropped off a little bit, got busy with a whole bunch of other stuff on the side. And yes, I know that's, you know, no excuse, but that's the way it is. So hopefully I'm going to be able to put this out on a weekly basis. No, actually, I am going to be able to put this out on at least a bi-weekly basis, so it's a little bit more consistent than it was before. I already have some interviews lined up, including the one that you are going to be hearing today on this particular podcast. So that's something to look forward to with the Productive Super Dad. First thing, what I wanted to do before we get into that, I wanted to answer a listener question. So if you don't know, if you haven't been going to youcanworkless.com, I've been holding some webinars that are basically about how to hire someone overseas to be able to help you with your business. Now, if you don't know the benefits of hiring overseas, well, let me just tell you, man, oh man, are you able to get a lot with your money when you hire overseas. So, for example, I have some developers and some content writers that work for me, and my content writers, on a monthly basis, full time, cost me about $240 a month. And when you figure that your cable bill is probably about $100 a month, which I don't have cable, I really don't have TV. Yes, maybe you probably think I'm a caveman, but that's the way it is. $240 a month is not that much. And this is for someone who's absolutely full-time, 40 hours a week working for me. Pretty awesome. So I'm taking people through these webinars and showing them just how easy it is or how effective it can be to hire overseas. Something that's super important, especially if you are looking to keep your expenses down, but also if you want to not only have your side business if you have a full-time job, but be able to also spend time with your family, which is pretty important, right? Rather than working in your business, working on your business, allowing people to kind of do the day-to-day work and empowering them. So going through in these webinars, teaching people how to find, how to hire, how to train, how to do all of these different things in that particular webinar. And it's something that's very powerful. We've already done two, and the next one will probably be in about 2 weeks. I haven't posted it yet, but if you want to know when the next one's going to be, just head on over to youcanworkless.com and sign up to my email newsletter, and you will get first dibs on the webinar, and it's something that's going to be very, very powerful for you. I promise. I've got a good turnout lately, and those who have been asking questions have been asking some fantastic questions, and it's been a great, great, great thing. And not only that, the person who asks the best question also gets a little surprise. Sometimes it might be my book. Sometimes it might be my plugin, Magic Action Box, which if you have a WordPress website, head on over to magicactionbox.com. There is a free version too. It allows you to create some email opt-in forms and sales boxes and social sharing boxes and a whole bunch of other stuff, pop-ups and all this other stuff. So if you haven't checked that out yet, go to magicactionbox.com. But what I wanted to do first was I wanted to go ahead and answer a question from someone who was actually at the webinar, Christopher, who was at the webinar and asked a couple of great questions at the webinar, but he wanted to ask one more, and this was via email. And the email says, "Hey, Dean, my friend, you are going to get tired of hearing me. I thought of another question. I know you aren't a lawyer or accountant, but how do you deal with your employees from a tax business standpoint? Are they employees or freelance contractors that you hire full time? How do you show it as an expense for taxes, etc.? How does it all work from a financial aspect? Thanks, Chris." So this is a great question. This is something that I recently just learned, and I made some big mistakes when I first hired people that that were not big mistakes, but mistakes where I paid more than my fair share in the tax arena. And so basically, here's how it goes. I am not a lawyer. I am not an accountant. I have to do this disclaimer. Hey, if you want to know tax law and all that other stuff, go find a lawyer and accountant. This is just what I've been doing. It's been working for me and so on. Okay, disclaimers out of the way. The way it works for me, the way that it should work for other people too, is that if you're hiring overseas, they are not a 1099 employee or a 1099 contractor. That being said, the monthly fee that I pay them, so $240 a month, $400 a month, depending on what they're doing, that monthly fee is actually tax deductible. So you're, in essence, you're paying less for that person. So you do not have to send them a 1099. They do not get taxed. They're basically more like an expense. And so you're going to need to talk to your accountant on how to go about actually expensing them. I just mark them as on my Schedule C. I just mark them as a virtual assistant. I end up getting a tax write-off from them. So in I would imagine that I'm paying maybe around 180 to maybe 190 for them a month, which is nothing when you consider that hiring someone over here, even just starting out, is going to be in the thousands. And these are people who, when you train them enough, they can literally take control of your entire business, which is cool. So that's what I do, because and this is only because they're overseas. So if you hire someone that is here domestically, and of course this is the United States law. Keep that in mind. This is the United States. It might be different whatever state you're in or whatever country you're in. But yeah, because they're overseas, they are not a 1099 employee. They are. You do not have to claim them as that, and you can actually claim them as a tax write-off, which is totally cool. This last year, the first year I got a good tax return, but this last year I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that I got that much back, which was cool. And I even double checked it, it was a nice, pleasant surprise to get that money back. So Chris, thank you for your question. I will never get tired of hearing from you. Ask as many questions as you want. As anyone who's heard this podcast, if you've heard this podcast before, you can ask as many questions as you want, whether it's audio. You can ask an audio question, 714-643-5301, 714-643-5301, or shoot me, if you have like an iPhone or a memo app or whatever, you can shoot me an email with that memo app, and I'll play it on there. But I have people who, you know, continually ask me questions, and I will never get tired of you or anybody else, okay? So all that being said, Thank you for the question. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go right into this interview because this is going to be some awesome stuff. I'm going to go into this interview with the Productive Super Dad. You can find him at theproductivesuperdad.com. I'm going to let him introduce himself. All that being said, let's go straight into the interview. All right, everyone. I am here with Timo Kiander, who is the Productive Super Dad. You can find him at productivesuperdad.com. And this is something that is very, very much in line with You Can Work Less. Someone who who not only has a full-time job, but is also doing some things on the side and able to juggle all of this stuff in a very coherent and effective manner. So, Timo, if you can introduce yourself to everyone.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Dean, and I really appreciate of having me here on your podcast. It's an honor to be here. So anyway, my name is Timo Kiander, and I live in Finland. I'm a part-time work-at-home dad. I have a wife and one son. He actually turned 6 months just recently. And on top of that, I'm an athlete. I'm into triathlons and running marathons. I have a full-time day job, and also I'm a blogger. So you can only imagine that I have plenty of accent going on on a daily basis. I blog at productivesuperdad.com, and I'm focusing on time management for work-at-home dads. So I think that's pretty much me on a nutshell, who I am and where I'm coming from.
I love it. I love it too, because on your blog you have so many good interviews from people I've seen before, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is great, because it's such a great resource for time management. What makes your blog different than every other productivity blog that's out there?
Yeah, I mean that's a good question, and just some time ago, I actually changed the scope of my blog a little bit. I guess it was like somewhere last year, July, August, I started focusing on time management because I figured that that's really my great passion, and I want to learn more about it. And, you know, before that I was writing topics related to personal development. But yeah, anyway, last year I started focusing on time management, and then actually earlier this year I hired a coach, and then we started, you know, thinking that maybe this audience that I was targeting for was just too generic. So we came into the conclusion that since there weren't really that many work-at-home dad productivity sites out there, so that, you know, it would be wise if I would, you know, focus on that group only. And that's basically the difference. I think that, you know, most of these productivity sites out there, they are focusing, well, first of all, they talk about personal productivity, but also they are focusing on those big masses out there, whereas I try to focus on one certain particular group. Another point which I feel that makes my blog a different type of a blog than the rest of those blogs out there is that I always try to talk about my personal experiences. I read quite a lot of time management literature and watch a lot of videos and, you know, listen to podcasts and all that stuff. But then again, I'm testing all these theories in practice, and I'm able to see what works and what doesn't. What else? I think that's also another point that I would like to say is that I like to take a critical look at things. For example, like, there is lots of time management advice out there, and most of the time it's something that has been said over and over and over again, but what I tend to do is that if there is the there is this lesson that has been taught by this big name guru or an authority, so I try to find an different perspective that's very topic, so that I do not want to take things as granted, but I also try to bring something original and something different to that lesson. And finally, I think that another important thing is that I try to be as transparent and authentic as possible. So I'm not perfect. I mean, even though I really love time management and productivity, and I'm a productive person myself, but you know, I have my shortcomings as well. So I think that it's very important to also tell about those things and tell people what didn't go well and what could be improved. So yeah, I think pretty much those things makes my blog a little bit different than the rest of the productivity blogs out there.
No, I love it. I love it too, because from my perspective, a lot of the different productivity blogs out there, a lot of them are focused predominantly on kind of like the work from a paradise island on, you know, working from the beach type thing. And it's cool because yours is much more from the father perspective, from the fact that you actually have a family that you have to take care of too, you know, and that it's that's what makes it different is, you know, you have so much that you have on your plate. You're not necessarily trying to live the 4-hour work week type thing.
Sure.
But you have so much that you are able to, that you're able to put into the right, framework and so on. So that's huge, you know, especially with your extreme sports that you have. So that'd be cool. Like, how do you even fit that kind of stuff in? Cause I have a hard time for myself, like even getting out to run for 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's something that I wonder myself. I think that there is something that you have to remember, and that's I was an athlete I have been an athlete like a couple of years already, and before I met my wife. And so I think that I have this advantage of that. I mean, she knew that when she started dating with me, so that there is this guy who is exercising quite a lot, and he has a very, very strict, or not so strict, but anyway, he has a timetable and schedule that he's following and all that. So I think that my wife is pretty comfortable with my hobbies and why, you know, sometimes I'm away, I'm not at home, might be, you know, running or riding a bike or doing whatever. So she already knew what was coming when we got married. But yeah, I think that's something that I tend to do many times is that, you know, if it's ever possible, I try to work out before going to work, let's say. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, you know, I'm able to do the workouts before going to work and when the rest of the family is sleeping. So in that way, I'm not actually taking our, you know, spending our common time by doing my exercises. So that's at least one way to save time and do the stuff. And I think that it's all about that, you know, internal motivation that you have. I'm a type of person who really, when I really get excited of something, I'm you know, going ahead to like 100%.
Yeah.
So there really isn't like this 50%, like doing this half-assed, you know, job. I always try to do, you know, full speed ahead and, you know, all that. So that's really me, and that's really part of my personality. But yeah, I mean, it's all about, I guess that it's also about having a good communication inside your family and letting your family know where you are going and how long you are going to be away and all that. So things work out pretty smoothly and, thanks for having a great and supportive wife. So that's also a very, very important part of this mix, right?
Oh,
so.
Totally. And that's what I think a lot of at least this audience would probably would feel is, you know, being able to have that kind of communication? Like, how do you, like, get into specifics? Do you talk to your wife a week in advance, a month in advance, or is it kind of like just a normal schedule that you kind of keep? Because that's huge. At least I know with my wife, as long as she knows ahead of time, like you said, then things work out. But how do you kind of keep that communication going?
Yeah, well, you know, for example, when it comes to my exercises and my training schedules and all that, so they are pretty much, you know, they are not changing that much. During the summer, I have a certain type of schedule. And of course, I have a summer vacation as well. And here in Finland, we have actually quite a long summer vacations. Like it's 1 month, actually. Especially this year, I'm also going to take a paternity leave on top of that summer vacation. So I have some extra time off. So in that sense, things are a little bit flexible than usual. But I think that, you know, one of those things that we do is that we have a, you know, a family calendar, something that we mark down our things that we are doing, and I also have my training schedule on our refrigerator door, so that's it's visible there. And of course, before I, you know, go outside running or doing whatever I do, I just you know, let my wife know that, you know, I'm going to be like 2 hours away, and then I'm coming back, so that she knows where I am and how long I'm going to be away. But yeah, I think that's, I mean, we do not have any weekly meetings or anything like that when we would be, you know, like sitting down and discussing what's going to happen next week. So we keep the communication alive and open all the time. And if there is something important coming, so we let each other know that there is some specific dates coming, or my wife should be aware of that. So that's pretty much it, I guess.
Oh, I love it. Have you ever had it to where there's been kind of like a, how have your, you know, your triathlons, marathons, working out, how, you know, I'm sure there's been some positive aspects and some negative aspects to that. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had it to where it's been one or the other, where you've had a really positive effect on your family, or even a negative effect on your family?
They're really definitely two sides of the coin, of course. Like, first of all, there is this time aspect, because I have to admit that my hobbies are not the most easiest ones. Like, you know, they are very, very time consuming, and on that sense, it's you have to plan your exercises very well, and just, you know, try to listen and have the right timing when you are going out for a run or bike or take a swing or whatever. But it's definitely that time aspect that sometimes I feel that I should be at home. And even though I actually reduced my weekly exercise amounts from last year, so at times I feel that, you know, I may be feeling a little bit guilty of doing what I'm doing, because you know, I'm out there riding my bike somewhere, you know, and then I have my wife with my son at home. But then there is this other side, and I think that it brings a very, you know, great balance to your life, and also it brings you, actually gives you quite a lot of energy to, let's say, like, you know, play with your, you know, son or doing whatever. I'm not one of those guys who, you know, comes back from the work and then, you know, lies numb on the couch and does nothing, nothing. But it's really something that gives me so much energy that I have more energy to play with my son and, you know, spend time with my family. So there are really pros and cons when it comes to this. But I think that's, those pros and cons are really in a great balance in many ways. So And of course, I mean, I tried to, if I feel like something that's happened actually, what was that I had these crazy plans for this year. And then I came to realize that, hey, I have a family and I can't do everything right now. And I just have to, you know, postpone some of the stuff. And I have time to, you know, reach some of my sports related goals, you know, some other years. So it's not that that's important. And I think that family is the number one right now. It's the number one priority. So it's a great way to, you know, bring things into a great balance. Think of your family first and then everything else comes second. So
love it. That's great. I obviously being a dad's important to you. Like, what is you know, what's like the number one tip that you have for dads that are too busy, especially? Okay, I know for me, I fell into the trap of you know, I have my side business and, you know, I'm working to provide to my family, you know, even though that's the case, I don't have time to be with my kids. Because I'm doing this quote unquote, you know, good thing, providing for my family. What's like the number one tip for all, you know, like for fathers out there that are too busy with their full-time job or even a part-time thing or whatever, productivity-wise, what has like been one of the most effective time management things for you?
Yeah, I mean, this, you know, this is a great question, and I think that my advice is not so traditional. I mean, I do not have any, you know, like I would be snapping my fingers and, you know, things would be, you know, okay. I think that this is really something like a mindset thing. You need to have the correct mindset when you have a family. And I think that, you know, appreciating what you have and feeling grateful, feeling gratitude towards what you have, it's very, very important. Try to remember why it is so awesome to have a family, because there are lots of people out there who would like to have a family, but they are never able to have one. And that you are so fortunate of having a family. So I would say that it's really the gratitude, and you should really, you know, like stop for a second and start to think all those great things that you have on your life. So I think that's really one of the greatest things. And then of course it's all about your priorities. I mean, of course, if you are living in a situation where you just have to provide for your family, you need to have food on the table and the roof above your head. So at times it may be, you know, just necessary to work hard to you know, have enough. You know, food or whatever for your family. But other than that, I think that it's all about reconsidering your priorities and you know, feeling grateful what you have. I mean, you are very, very fortunate that you have a family. And I think that, you know, now that you have a family, so it didn't happen by accident. So you wanted it, you know, at least at some point. So you should definitely keep that on your mind. And maybe that's something that, you know, although I do not tend to work, you know, that much overtime, but still, like if my baby is crying or whatever, and I might feel a little bit tired and all that, but then once again, I'm thinking that, hey, I have a healthy son, and there is nothing wrong with him, and very, very happy of having a son. So it really put things into the right perspective, I think, in many ways. I think that's really my advice, feeling grateful and setting your priorities right.
Love it. So biggest life-changing event, what was the thing that kind of made you click and say, you know, I want to start going toward the productivity / time management type stuff?
For example, when it comes to when it comes to productivity, I guess that's I mean the first productivity book that I read was David Allen's Getting Things Done.
Oh, yeah.
Couple of years ago, and I think that's something that really started this my journey in time management and all these topics. But you know, something that I did actually a couple of years ago was this disk test. I can't remember those letters, but what's the abbreviation for. But anyway, I made this disk test, which is kind of a personality test, mm-hmm. and it actually mm-hmm. describes your strengths and your weaknesses and all that. And I was really it was really exciting to find out that one of my strengths was very strong time management skills. I mean, that's basically what it said. And then I took a look at my bookshelf, and I realized that, you know, like most of my books are related to time management. And I was like that, hey, this is something, I mean, I definitely have to explore this, you know, topic further. Uh-huh. So I'm still, you know, exploring this road as we speak. Other than that, I think that the biggest thing is, of course, the birth of my son, and of course, meeting my wife, because having my son wouldn't be possible without that.
So, yes, please don't leave out your wife, because then you get in big trouble.
Yeah, yeah. So, but I think that those are the biggest things. Like it's always very, very. Very important when you find the direction for your life. And I was, you know, for many years I was, you know, looking and I was, you know, wondering what is the thing that I was supposed to be doing. And then I happened to realize that yes, it's the productivity and time management stuff. So I'm very happy about that. And of course, now that I have a family, it's like a dream come true. So that's a major thing for me as well.
Love it. So I'm going to throw you a bit of a curveball, because mm-hmm. that's great stuff. I'm going to throw you a bit of a curveball. These are questions that I did not send you. Oh yeah.
Ooh.
Okay. So you have an ebook out there that anyone who goes to productivesuperdad.com, mm-hmm. if they sign up for your email newsletter. Mm-hmm. They get 222 different tips for becoming a productivity superstar. And I'm going to mm-hmm. go over on your site, on the front page of your site, you have 5 different tips, just kind of like as a sample. And I want mm-hmm. you to, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a snippet of each one of those 5 tips that are up there. So the first one is be unavailable. What does that mean?
Yeah, so I think that at times when you need to work on a focused manner, so you need to be unavailable, and means basically that you just, you know, shutting down all your instant messaging stuff, you know, muting your phone. And in some cases, you know, you might just, you know, if you are at work, you might, you know, book a meeting room and work there, you know, without any distractions, or you might be like going somewhere outside, somewhere in the nature, and, you know, try to work somewhere where there are, you know, as few distractions as possible. So that's basically what it means, because I know that most of us, you know, we work much better without any distractions. And of course, there is this funny effect, like many people say that they are very productive when they work at, for example, in a coffee shop. Mm-hmm. It's really exciting when you think of it. Like there is lots of noise, you know, going on, but still people are able to focus on a very focused manner. So it might work as well. But I think that the general theme of this tip is to try to, you know, disconnect from the internet and try to be unavailable, and especially if you have something very important that you have to do and has to be ready. So cutting all those external distractions is the best way to do it.
Love it. Okay, tip number 65 is do not be afraid to pick up the phone.
I think that this is also a note for me as well, because I think that too many times we are too dependent of sending emails to people, and what we have also realized is that, and I think that you agree to this as well, is that sometimes when you send an email to someone, and especially if you need, I mean, let's say that you are working on a project and there is this part of the project that needs to be done very quickly, and then you send an email to the person and then nothing is coming back for a couple of days.
Yeah.
So instead of just relying on the email, so using some, you know, old school methods like calling someone is probably much faster in many ways. But the reason why I said that this tip is also for me in many ways is that I think that I'm a very classic introvert in many ways, and I like to deal with people by sending them email instead of calling them. But I think that it's also worth remembering that many times calling someone is much faster way of handling things, and there is actually nothing to be afraid of, you know. So
nice.
So
nice. Love it. Yeah. Watch online videos faster. This is tip number 88. And this is something that I really wanted because there's a lot of videos that I watch, and especially when it comes to productivity and stuff, watching online videos faster. How in the heck do you do that?
Okay, so well, it's all about just, you know, setting the playback speed of your videos, and this of course depends of what video player you are using. I mean, I don't know if you are a Mac person or a PC guy.
PC.
Yeah. So, for example, I have a PC and I'm mostly using video LAN player or VLC player, and then it's very easy to set the playback speed to faster and slower if you want to. And I also have this piece of software called Enounce My Speed, I guess that was the name of the application. Anyway, it lets you set the playback speed as well, and there are much, you know, more or many other ways to do it than just in the VLC player. But anyway, it's all about, you know, setting the playback speed, and I have to admit that this tip, like, I heard it like a couple of years ago, and I thought that this is really nuts. I mean, who would like to, you know, listen to someone talking like Mickey Mouse, you know? So, but, you know, now I have truly realized that this is a very powerful thing, and you just have to get used to that funny voice on the video. So that's something that I do. I mean, if there is lots of, you know, training material or whatever, so that's basically what I'm using. I'm setting the playback speed a little bit faster so that I'm able to watch those videos faster, and at the same time, I really haven't noticed anything different like that. I wouldn't be able to learn anything out of those videos when the playback was faster. So it's just something that you just have to give it a try and test a little bit if it works for you. But yeah, it's one of those great ways. You know, videos tend to be very, very time consuming, and especially if you're watching a video which is like 1 hour long. So if there is a way to do it a little bit faster, then this is the way to do it.
No, that's great, because totally. I watch videos from Seth Godin, from a whole bunch of other people that I admire. But man, yeah, you're right. I mean, they take forever. And a lot of it, I don't want to say a lot of it's fluff, but to be able to watch them more quickly is fantastic. So I need maybe Mickey Mouse isn't sounding so bad.
Yeah, you just have to get used to it, and of course, depending how fast the playback can be, it all depends off the person who is speaking, because there are some people who are speaking very slowly, and then there are other people who are, you know, naturally speaking very fast. So you just have to, you know, figure out the right setting for your playback speed. So
love it. Okay, so tip number 103 and 198. So know your why, and also procrastinate on the right things.
Yeah. So I think that the ZIP 100 entry is very, very important. And I would say that especially if you are a blogger, for example, knowing your why is very important, why you are doing what you are doing. I mean, you need to have this very strong sense of this strong idea inside of you, knowing why you are doing whatever you are doing. And this is a great way to eliminate all the extra stuff. I mean, not only blogging, but in every part of your life, you have to be aware of your why. Whenever you're doing something, is it something that it contributes to your goals, or why are you doing it? And if you can't answer that question, so you really have to think very hard why you are doing that stuff in the first place, if it doesn't support you in any ways, and if it's a goal-related thing, and then you can't find a reason for doing it in the first place, so, you know, get rid of it, you know.
Yeah.
So that's basically why this question is very important, knowing your why. The last tip is basically procrastinating on right things. I think that, well, what it means is that there are certain tasks which are not that important. Of course, you have to do it at some point, but then there are certain tasks that you do not have to do with the number one priority. Like, let's see, what could I think of? Let's say that, like, if you're writing an ebook, and that's something very, very big project of yours, and you're in your finalizing stages of that, and you are going to release it to your blog, for example, it's going to be your lead magnet, or even if it's going to be a paid product of yours. Mm-hmm. So you have, on the other hand, you have that task, and then on the other hand, you might have, like, you know, cleaning your house, or cleaning your, you know, whatever, organizing your bookshelf or whatever. So it's very easy to say that your ebook project is the priority number one, and you should be doing that instead of that low priority thing, which doesn't contribute to your goals in many ways.
Yeah.
So you just have to realize those low level tasks and maybe even neglect them a little bit sometimes because at the end of the day they may not be that important after all. So.
Mm.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it means.
Oh, love it. No, that's great. So you have so much going on with what you're doing with the marathons and the triathlons, which makes me tired even just thinking about it. What are you doing now? Like, how can people find more about what you're doing, and what are your kind of goals for the next few months, years, and so on?
Yeah, so basically, like I said in the beginning, productivesuperdad.com is my blog where I'm writing on a bi-weekly basis, and I'm also publishing some video content there as well. I'm, you know, doing that stuff, and I'm also interviewing people on a regular basis. I really love, you know, learning more and bringing some expertise to my blog. So that's a really great way to add value and give value to other people.
Mm.
And of course, you know, learn new ways of doing things, and, you know, learning new insights and all that, you know, when it comes to productivity. So that's a very important point. I'm also doing very, you know, heavy guest posting as well. So I'm contributing to Lifehack, and in fact, you know, my guest post was published on ProBlogger
just yesterday. Nice. Heck yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, thanks. So it was a really fun of writing that, and it's all about the change that I did, you know, I actually slowed down my blogging, and basically it's all about why it's beneficial to slow down and all those different benefits that you're getting. So instead of, you know, trying to be like a madman and publishing on a daily basis, so you do not necessarily need to do that. So slowing down a little bit gives so many new options and opens new doors. So that's something that I was really, it was really, you know, fun writing it, and I'm very happy that it went live, you know, yesterday there. So
that's awesome, my friend. That's great. Yeah, cool. Cool. Oh no, this has been seriously awesome, and I know that a lot of people are going to get a lot out of this, and yeah, I hope that you'll come on the podcast again later on. By that time, probably a year from now, you'll be like as big as pro blogger.
Yeah, let's hope so.
I love this, and you know, if there's anything that you would like to leave the audience with, that'd be awesome. So productive super dads, your big thing. And they can also get your ebook there as well, right?
Yeah, that's the ebook that you get when you sign into my list. But then I have a couple of other free ebooks as well, which you can find when you click the free ebooks link on the top navigation bar. So without any opt-ins, in exchange of a tweet, of course, but it doesn't require any opt-ins or anything. So I have, let me take a look. I think that I had like, let's see, at least, well, four ebooks, yeah, which are, you know, as a free download. So you can basically, you know, get them without any email opt-ins or anything. So, but yeah, if you are really a work at home dad and you find that you have a lots on your plate and you want to learn how to save some time and maybe, you know, balance your life a little bit. So I definitely encourage anyone listening to this podcast to visit my blog and check out my posts and opt into my list and do all that. So I really, really like to meet new dads out there and just come to my blog and say hi, and you know, I'm always, you know, replying back to all of my emails that I'm getting. So
love it. All right, Timo. No, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for spending the time coming on the podcast. And oh man, yeah, this is great stuff. So I really appreciate it.
Sure. I mean, it was really great that it was really great of being on this podcast. And you know, thanks for having me in the first place. It was really fun.
No problem. All right. So hopefully we'll see you again. And I look forward to possibly having you on the show later on.
Yeah, sure. I would love to. I mean, it was really fun talking with you, and it's you know, I just have to be aware of those questions that you're probably not going to say.
Yes, I'm sorry. I have to throw curveballs at you just to, to help with
it.
Your,
was okay.
Help with the authenticity.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, my friend. I appreciate it. Have a great one.
Okay, thanks. Thanks a lot.
See ya.
Yeah, see ya. Bye.
All right, so I hope you enjoyed that interview with Timo Kiander. You can go and check him out at productivesuperdad.com. I loved the interview. Great tips if you are a dad out there that wants to start getting into the productivity scene and getting things done better, faster, cheaper, and easier, and more effectively. Definitely go check out Timo's site. It's great stuff. He interviews some of the top people when it comes to time management and productivity. So a lot of great resources there. So thank you so much for checking out this podcast and for listening. And if you have any questions whatsoever, a question that you want me to answer on the podcast, whether it has to do with helping you escape the two income trap or entrepreneurship ideas in general, whatever it is, just let me know and I will answer that. All you have to do is dial the number 714-643-5301. That's 714-643-5301. And that will give you my Google Voice voicemail. I will not answer that voicemail. I will not answer the phone. So don't worry about that right there. But you can leave me a message and just say, hey, this is for the Entrepreneur Ideas Podcast. And I have such and such question. I would love to hear what it is. And I would love to answer it. If you don't want to go that route, all you have to do is you can if maybe you have an iPhone or some kind of phone that has a little memo thing, all you have to do is go to your memo little app, ask your question, same thing as if you were leaving a message, and send a message to me at dean@prosulum.com, dean@prosulum.com, and prosulum.com. I will get that message and your voice will be here live. Make sure to plug your website, your podcast, your business. I don't care. Just plug it and ask your question and I will do my best to answer it. I don't know everything, but I will definitely share my expertise in the realm of outsourcing, entrepreneurship, and so on. So, that being said, hey, if you haven't checked out two of my websites, one is magicactionbox.com, www.magicactionbox.com. That is my premium WordPress plugin that me and my staff have created to allow you to create some beautiful, if you have a WordPress website, it allows you to create beautiful, unique, and relevant call to action boxes. There is a free version out there, so if you search Magic Action Box, it will take you to the free version, the light version, which is still very powerful. Very easy to use. Works with any autoresponder service out there, any email newsletter service out there. It'll work with that service. And then also check out youcanworkless.com. That's youcanworkless.com. That is the main site where you will find this podcast as well as some other tips, tricks, everything relating to outsourcing and productivity and how to make use of everything you have so that you can have a family that is running on a single income, whether it's through a side business or work and whatever. But thank you so much for listening to this podcast. And my name is Dean Soto once again, and this is the Entrepreneur Ideas Podcast. And once again, if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to ask. I am always here for your questions. And in the next episode, we are going to have another interview. And I am also going to be answering some email questions as well. So all that being said, have a great one, guys.